I'm definitely a loner by nature, and if it were to my own devices, I would probably sit in my studio and work all the time, and I really have to make an effort to interact with people or keep myself occupied, and not I get into a very workaholic sort of mode where all I'm doing is working, and it starts to eat away the enjoyment of it. And you know, with art, it's not an easy job. You really have to throw all your skin in the game to make it work. If you're not working, you feel like you're missing out on any sort of income that you're going to be making.
You've been very open with the fact that you've had some struggles with depression in the past. Are you finding that coming around again because of the isolation?
Yeah, it's always kind of there, but it's definitely harder when, you know, you don't have a human interaction. And
so what are you doing to keep yourself from falling into that mode and to try to stay as positive as you can?
It's strange. You know, the people that I interact with now, mostly through the phone or text or social media, these people that have come out of the woodwork, just very, very strange relationships that I've built with people that I never thought I'd even, like, see again. I guess I'm not seeing them, but come back into contact, like, people from high school or college. You know, it's strange when you sort of adapt to a new way of interacting with people, different people kind of come into your life.
Are you using that connection in your art in any way?
I was dealing with a couple relationships that I'd lost, you know, kind of losing faith. The work that I was doing was kind of like a final burial of that sort of emotion, you know, a way to just grieve and come to terms that it's okay to let people come in and out of your life.
Are you finding yourself looking at different mediums to create your art now with the change in your routine and times and places where you create your art?
Since I've been doing this foraging, I'm actually making inks right now there's a mushroom called a mica cap, also known as an ink cap mushroom. And when the mushroom opens up, it starts to create this black dye. And especially when you pick it, it starts to decompose, and it creates this dye. So I'm actually making a kind of a big slurry of that right now. I'm also making a ink out of tea grounds and coffee grounds, another one out of coffee grounds. I'll be doing some painting with that, sort of like a water medium, ink medium, whenever that stuff's finished.
So you're creating your own tools in a way to also stay out of your head, but you're actually helping your art.
I have so many different things that I'm just learning and trying to figure out, whether it be portraits, which I love doing, landscapes, which I love doing, but, you know, I kind of like to be versatile.
That versatility also allows you to perhaps not be so hard on yourself about starting a project and finishing it. It gives you the ability to go from one thing to another and look at all of them as equally fulfilling.
I think people look at a blank canvas or a blank piece of paper, and it's intimidating to, like, sort of give birth to this thing. Whenever you're versatile, you can just throw caution to the wind, and if it fails, it fails, and if it's successful, that's fine, and you can move on to the next thing.
Thank you so much, Benny, for sharing.
Of course.